I was too young, I suppose, to remember a great deal when my father left. But I do have a certain amount of memories of him. We were a farming community living in a village. I was about 6 and a half, 7 year old when my father actually came over to England. But prior to that, he worked in Karachi, and I remember my mother and I living in Karachi with him, and then going back to our village. Then my father actually came over to England in 1959. Going back to, it is a very, very long time, and my memories are not so sharp on that. Very, very faint sort of memories that we had relatives that lived a few miles away, and we had to walk through a certain amount of sandy type of bushy type of area. It wasn't so heavily populated. There were only few houses in between compared to what Karachi is today. It was very barren in those days. Well, it was early March in 1967 when my mother and I came to England. I remember coming with fairly sort of thinnish type of clothing, and it was very cold here. And I think that was the first type of thing which struck me. And my father, on the very next day, took me out to get me some warm clothing and so on and so forth. So those are the first sort of thing. The other thing, I think, which struck me was that the buildings, the houses seemed very similar to each other compared to houses, say, in Pakistan. They were all different shapes and sizes and build and so on. And here, it seemed that though every street you went on, they just had similar housing. I was 13 and a half year old at that stage, and I went to school in Acos Green called Hartfield Crescent. It was a secondary modern school, as I learned later that there were used to be 11 plus examinations, and children who were bright went to grammar schools, and the rest who failed the examination went on to these other schools. And I was sent there because I'd come at the age where I was 13 and a half, and no standard grading could be applied at that stage. This was 1967. I was the only colored boy in that school. And of course, the other more important feature was that I did not speak a word of English. I had very little knowledge of English. I could read a little bit, but I couldn't speak because my mother tongue was Punjabi. So that was another dilemma which I faced as I came into the school. But strange enough, my maths was very strong. I think in the very first week or the second week, we sat a maths test. And Mr. McEwen, who was our maths teacher, he gave me this paper, which I did. And I scored very high marks on that. So he, of course, took me straight to the headmaster, Mr. Cook, and he said to him, either this child is very bright or he's copied it straight from a book. And so Mr. Cook started asking questions, which I couldn't really answer a great deal because my English at that stage, as I said, was almost next to nothing. But he soon discovered that I wasn't copying from anywhere, and my maths was quite strong. So then Mr. Cook made a decision that what we'll do is during lunchtime we'll go together for lunch, which was used to be 1.5 hours in those days. And from refectory we'll have the lunch and come back, and Mr. Cook will teach me English. And that's what he did for the next 6 months. And strange enough, after 6 months I could speak or at least communicate in English, and also read and so on and so forth. Well, in the beginning, quite honestly, I remember people saying things and laughing, which I did not understand. But I could figure out that obviously there were certain names being called. There may have been certain things said to me, and knowing that I did not understand, other children will laugh at it, and I would soon realize that something nasty is being said about me. I would let it go for once or twice, but then after that I started getting angry, and I started showing fists and this, that and the other to some of the children. And even at that age, at the age of 13 and a half, I was about 5'6", 5'7". So some of the boys would get fairly scared that in case I got angry with them. So that soon stopped.